what you're saying. She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hi, ladies. Today's episode is entitled, He's Supposed to Pursue You, Hunter versus Huntress, okay? And I have an episode that's going to follow up behind this. I might drop it this week, or I might make you wait till next week because it's juicy. And that episode that's coming next is entitled, Effort Equals Sex. That's the title of the next episode. So I'm giving you a sneak peek. Depending on the plays for this one, I might drop that because that is going to be fire. But anyways, let's get into what we came here for. So, he's supposed to pursue you, right? Now, for all my newbies and my old heads that been here before, welcome back, bitch, okay? When we're going to talk about he's supposed to pursue you, it comes down to the first episode where I talked about what they don't tell you about having standards, okay? And in the first episode, I talked about bum ass. If you don't know who bum ass is, you need to listen to that because he's part of the reason why we have She Knows Podcast. But I talked about bum ass and I talked about how I basically pursued him. I shot my shot, remember? And I said in that episode that we're going to get into that. And sorry that we're getting into it 20 episodes later or 18 episodes later, but it's needed, and I take my time. I move gracefully, honey. Always have, always will, all right? But anyways, so if you haven't heard first episode, get out of this and go listen to that. But let's get into some things. So a man is supposed to pursue you. You're not supposed to pursue the man. And I know that in this day and age where they say, oh, it's 2020, shoot your shot, how he's supposed to know it, blah, 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 blah. But naturally, men are hunters, okay? This is what they are. This is what they do, okay? They are hunters. They are providers. You know, they are protectors naturally, okay? That's why we have masculine energy. That's why we have feminine energy. And us women, we are nurturers, okay? So it's not in our nature to be the one putting on the suit and going after what we want. That's not in our nature. That is what a man's supposed to do, okay? And if you want some like, oh, you fall for equality and 50-50 days to get the fuck off this podcast because I don't have time for that shit today, okay? Cut the shit. But yeah, that's what they're supposed to do, okay? And ladies, I know because I've been here before. Sometimes you go out and you see a guy, right? Like, let's see, you see Terrence. So you see Terrence. And you're like, damn, Terrence looking good. You know what I'm saying? And Terrence ain't looking your fucking way. Because he would have shot his shot a long time ago if he was looking your way, right? So he ain't looking your way. So instead of, you know, waiting for him to make the move, you go over to him. And it backfires when you do this. Because when you do that, now you're showing him, oh, well, I got her. I don't have to work for her. She already shows she's interested in me. You get what I'm saying? Like, she's, you know, you come off thirsty, all right? And in their mind, they feel like, oh, I could just fuck her and, you know, go about my day. Now, you don't want that, okay? Now, if you go out and you see a guy and he ain't coming up to you and he ain't approaching you, you're just not his type. Or maybe you just intimidate him. Maybe you look like, you know, he ain't up to your standards. He ain't up to your, you know, what's where I'm looking at. I don't know where I'm looking for, but maybe he just not up to your depar. I don't know if that's how you say it. But yeah, you know, and sometimes men know what they're looking for. You know, like sometimes you go out and, you know, a nigga might be looking for a one night stand and you don't like that type of girl. So he ain't trying to pursue you. You know what I'm saying? And that's okay. But at the end of the day, men are the ones that's supposed to pursue us. When we start to chase after them, we lose our value. Okay? It was this guy on YouTube I was watching. I can't think of his damn name. But he said, when you go to a store and you see a diamond in the cage, the diamond isn't dancing like, hey, I'm a diamond. Buy me. Look at me. Look how I shine. Don't you want me? I look good on your arms. Like, a diamond isn't doing that. A diamond is sitting pretty. You know what I mean? Like, a diamond sitting like, yes, bitch, I'm a fucking diamond. I'm the shit. You need this, okay? A diamond knows that it's the prize. So the person that comes to purchase the diamond is going to either have their money up front to get the diamond, or they're going to be like, okay, $10,000 for this diamond. So let me go save up my money to come back. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you get my drift here, okay? I'm not really good at explaining what I'm trying to explain, but we here. We here, right? Okay. So that's the point I'm trying to make. Don't go into pursuing these men, because once you do that, you put on the pants and you put on that I'm now being the masculine one. And us as women, we tend to do that, and we pursue a man, we end up getting a feminine man, because now he feels like, oh, I ain't gotta do nothing. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he think he the prize. But no, sweetie, he's not the prize. We're the prize. You are the prize, okay? Never let them think that they're the prize, because they're not. Not only that, I just feel like men in general, they just, you know, they like working hard for what they want, you know? And I keep telling y'all that if you get a car for free $99, you're not going to treasure it as much as the car that you had to save up to get. You get what I'm saying? It's a completely different situation. And that's how you got to look at it. You know, that's why I keep trying to tell y'all, have these men invest in you, because ain't no man going to want to leave his money behind, all right? But, honey, no. And when I say invest in you, right, I'm not just talking about money, because I know I say he don't want to leave his money behind, and that's true, but I'm not talking about just money, okay? Y'all be getting it fucked up. Y'all be thinking that, oh, he got to spend, because I heard this before, he got to spend X, Y, Z amount of money on me before I fuck with him. And granted, I get where you come from, sis, and at times it be like that, okay? But it's deeper than just money, okay? It's deeper than just money. Is he investing his time, okay? Like, peep this. You could get a guy that buy you all these gifts and all of this stuff, and that's him showing that he's interested in you because he's spending his coin, right? But he buy the gifts, he drop them off, he'll never call you, he'll never spend time with you. You get what I'm saying? He tell you he wanna see you, he miss you, da da da, but he never makes the time for you. So what's that telling you? He's trying to buy your pussy. Now, if that's what you into, that's cool. It's cool. That's do you, mama, do you. But I'm just saying that when I say invest in you, it's deeper than that, okay? It's deeper than that, and that's how we're gonna get into effort equals sex. It's about showing the effort. You need, when I say make a man invest in you, I'm talking about not just his coin, but I'm talking about his motherfucking time, okay? Hello. That's a big deal. That is a really big deal. His motherfucking time, okay? So, yes, time and money needs to be spent, okay? Fuck that. So, yes. You need to be sitting pretty and pink, party. Be sitting pretty, okay? And letting him pursue you, all right? Let him pursue you. If you haven't heard the episode Make Him Chase You, part one, you need to go click on that. And you will hear other men talk about how they feel about the chase, how they feel about pursuing a woman. They like it. One man even said it's like he feels like he's caught his prey. You know what I'm saying? If you read the book, The Art of Seduction, what chapter is that? Can't think of what chapter it is, but the chapter is entitled, Choosing the Right Victim, all right? He breaks down how to seduce somebody. And when he talks about how to seduce somebody, how to pick the person you're trying to, you know, you're trying to get with, he never says go to them and be like, oh my God, you're so cute and I want you. And you look thirsty, baby. He talks about sitting pretty, you know, and if he smiles at you, you smile back, you know, being inviting, you know. He talks about watching someone who mirrors the same image as you. That way you know that they want you. And it's so funny that we talk about this because I recently went out freestyling, right? And I met this guy. ain't gonna say his name because he probably listening because, you know, that's what he do. But met this guy. He's a really nice guy. He's a really nice guy. And when we went on our first date, he said that he basically knew that I was interested because he did a head nod and I did the same thing he did. Now, honey, sugar by honey bun, I don't remember doing that. But that is a sign that someone's interested in you. You know, like, when it comes to pursuing, I hope I'm not off topic because I ramble a lot. But when it comes to pursuing, you know, you let the man come after you. You know, you let him be the hunter, but you can be the huntress. You can be the huntress by smiling, by being inviting, by if he nod his head, you nod your head. You mirror his actions. You let him know you're interested. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to throw yourself at him. Don't throw yourself. Don't do that because you're looking desperate. Okay? So, ladies, when you go out freestyling, there's ways to get the man that you want without seeming like you need a glass of water. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Don't do that. So, when you go out freestyling, ladies, remember that he's supposed to pursue you, okay? And if you find something that you like, it is okay to look his way, you know, try to catch eye contact, smile, you know, look the other way like you shy. You know, you're still hunting, but you're hunting in a different way. You're being a huntress. You're hunting in a feminine way, okay? You know, it's a lot of women that throw themselves at men, and men don't like that shit, okay? They don't like that shit. They want to feel like they got to work for it, okay? I know it's not fucked up, but that's what it is. You know, you meet a guy, and y'all exchange numbers, and now you calling him all the fucking time. Like, no, he supposed to be calling you. And it's okay to reciprocate. That's nothing you're going to get into. It's okay to reciprocate. Like, when y'all first meet and he's always calling you and he's setting up the dates and he's texting you, he's showing his interest, it's okay to call here and there. Let him know you're interested too. You know, reciprocate what he gives out. That is acceptable. But don't be like a dog-handed feed waiting on him, you know, and you look like you're doing too much. You're trying too hard. You're looking desperate. Desperation is something you could smell. Like a dog smell fear, a man could smell when you're desperate. Honey, you supposed to have options, honey. Okay? Don't be the dancing diamond, all right? Don't be the dancing diamond. We sit pretty, okay? Pretty, pretty princess. We sit pretty. And we wait for our Prince Charming. Or we wait for, you know, if you into a strike. I don't know. Does his name strike? Whatever you into, we wait for him to come pursue us. We don't pursue them. Don't pursue them, okay? It's a lot of women that get it up when they do stuff like that. It was this guy on YouTube. He was saying that, you know, how he met his wife was, and I know with the whole social media thing, you got me sliding his DMs. That's masculine, honey. That's masculine. We ain't doing that. We gonna keep that for the pick me's, okay? We ain't a pick me. We ain't a pick me. We know what we are. We know who we, you know what I mean? We know we the shit. We ain't doing that. Nah. But anyways, we ain't sliding nobody DMs, okay? We ain't doing that. But back to the story. So the guy on YouTube was talking about how he met his wife off of social media. He said his wife used to watch his stories all the time. And you know, on Instagram, you could see who watched your stories, whatever. But she never slid in his inbox. But clearly, she was checking him out because she was watching the stories. And he looked, who's this woman? She's so pretty. She always watching my stories, you know what I'm saying? And he went to her page. And that attracted him to her. She didn't have to be like, yo, what's up? You know, I think you cute. When you gonna take me out on a date? Like, you looking thirsty. You looking, don't no man want nothing that's easy. It's easy. Like, it's easy. Like, nobody wants that. Come on, ladies. Listen to Make Him Chase You Part 1 because we covered this. Like, I'm not even about to go into details because we already covered this in another episode. So, when you go out freestyling, ladies, understand that a man is supposed to put his best foot forward. He's supposed to impress you. That's what he's supposed to do. Okay? He's supposed to show you that he wants you, okay? That's why men get nice cars. That's why men get good jobs. That's why men dress nice to get the woman that they want. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to do all that. You're the diamond. You're not supposed to do that. That's what we don't do. We don't do that, okay? So when you go out freestyling, all right, and if you don't know what freestyling is, please go to episode I'm freestyling tips, single, and single ready to mingle. I don't know the exact episode name, but I know it's something single and freestyling tips. Listen to that. When you go out freestyling, you get dressed up, you go to a bar or whatever, restaurant in a nice neighborhood to attract the man that you want, right? Because you're not going to meet your husband in your house. Your husband is not going to knock on your door, hey, hi, I'm ready to marry you. It's just not how it works. So you have to go out and you have to meet people, okay? So when you go out freestyling and you're at the bar by yourself and you're eating your salmon and your fried rice or whatever, you don't need to look thirsty. You're not checking that door for every man that walks in. You're not breaking your neck at every door. Men could tell that. They want to feel like, oh, I earned that. They want to have a story behind how they got their wife. You don't hear any man talk about how they got their wife like, oh, yeah, I sent her an email and she responded back. And no, men have stories like, I've been trying to chase her down for years. And she just was not trying to give me the time of day. You know, like, men want to hear that story. They want to feel like they accomplished something. Okay? Because anything worth having, you have to work for it. Nothing in this life comes easy, okay? So when you go out freestyling, don't be checking that door every time somebody open that damn door. Don't be googly-eyesing every man. Don't be desperate trying to get every dude's attention. Don't be all loud and, oh, my God! Because you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Be graceful. Be a lady, and that attracts what you want, okay? Don't do that. Sit pretty. And not every time you go out freestyling, you're going to find somebody. But remember, we're not looking, once again, we're not looking for quantity. We're looking for quality, okay? That's what we're looking for. You don't need, okay, you can have five fucking men trying to talk to you, but they could all be five full-blown pit bull dogs, okay? That's not what we want. It's not what we want, honey. Right? So, just remember, let him pursue you, okay? And remember to reciprocate. Let him take you out on a date. Let him show you why he's the man you should be with. Let him show you what he can offer you. Let him show you how he can protect you. Let him show you how he can provide for you. And you sit pretty and you receive. You receive, okay? I'm not saying take, no give. I'm not saying that. But you receive and you be like, okay, you're a nice guy. I appreciate that. And when you're ready, you reciprocate it. You can buy him a keychain. You could take him out. You could for his birthday. You know what I mean? But don't be desperate. Stop being desperate. Okay? Stop being desperate. Stop shooting your shots, all right? You need to stop, because when you shoot, sometimes you're shooting your shot at somebody that he ain't approach you because he don't want you. If he wants you, he gonna approach you. He ain't approach you because he ain't looking at you. Y'all be going after the wrong men. You need to talk to the ones that want you. Let him come to you. That's how it works. Let him come to you. I know y'all ever heard your mother tell you the man need to like you more than you like them. That's what this comes down to. Sit pretty, honey. Sit pretty on your throne and let him come to you, okay? I'm tell you a story. I went out freestyling, right? This go back to what we talking about earlier. And when I went to the bar, my homegirl, I seen this guy. And he was fine, bitch. He was cute, okay? He was cute. He was real cute. And I was looking good, too, because I knew I was trying to go out and catch men, all right? And I don't be saying that all the time, but this particular time I knew where I was going to find what I was looking for. So I was like, this is the perfect, you know, place to go because I'm going to find the type of man I want. You know what I mean? Like, so when we sat at the bar, I seen this guy, and I was like, ooh, he's cute. And I watched how he act. He wasn't too friendly. He was to himself, you know. And if you read The Art of Seduction, that's what they talk about there. There's certain signs you have to look for when you are choosing your victim to seduce, okay? Get The Art of Seduction, you guys. But there's certain signs you have to look for when you're looking for, you know, when you're trying to choose your victim to seduce, okay? You want somebody that's going to fall weak to your charm. And the signs that he was giving off with his body language was the perfect victim. I hate to say victim, but that's what they say in the book. So, yeah. So, I see him and I was like, perfect. You know, and I look for little things that I like in a guy, and I was like, yeah, that's what I want him. I already made up my mind, I want him. You know what I mean? But the way he was acting, it didn't seem like he was looking my way, and like he was checking me out. But that didn't stop me from saying I wanted him. But did I get my black ass up and go over there and say, what's your name? Can I get your number? I didn't do that. I said pretty, because I'm a pretty, pretty princess, in the words of my father. I said pretty, and I watched a TV show, and I took my drinks to my homegirl, and we laughed, and anytime I see him look my way, you know, whether he probably could be looking past me, I don't know, but I made sure I smiled, I made sure I looked inviting, you know, I made sure I caught eye contact with him, you know, I let him know, let him see that I was checking him out. I did my work with my eyes, you know, I seduced with my eyes. Therefore, it made it seem like, okay, is she looking at me? Is it just me? She seemed inviting. Let me come over. I made him come over with my body language. I made him come over with the way I presented myself without being slutty. And that's what it comes down to. I made him feel as though he was making a decision to pursue me. But in reality, it was me pursuing him, but just in a different way because I was being a huntress. All right? I was hunting with my feminine energy. Okay? So when, you know, he offered, he said, oh, what are you guys drinking? Then I knew, all right, he looking at me. Okay, I'm saying, I got it. All right. He bought me a drink. Eventually, he made his way over. We had a conversation. We talked. Then I gave him my number. Do not take down a dude's number, okay? Because if you take down his number, then it leaves you in a position to call him and leaves you in a position to be masculine. It leaves you in a position to pursue. No. Give him your number and let him pursue you. But here's the thing. You don't give every guy your number unless you're interested in him. Remember that. Remember that. Now, if you're not interested, you don't find him attractive, and you don't know if that's really what you want, then you take a business card, you get his number, you figure out if you're interested or not, or you give him your Instagram. You know what I'm saying? But if you already know, like me, when I sat down at that bar, I already knew I wanted that, okay? My mind was already made up, and I wasn't about to leave that bar until I got what I wanted, okay? That's just me, right? So I gave him my number and let him text me. You know what I'm saying? So remember that a dude is supposed to pursue you. Remember that. He's supposed to take you out on dates. He's supposed to wow you. He's supposed to be there for you. You know, he's supposed to be the man. Don't wear no pants. He's supposed to wear the pants. Okay? So hopefully you guys learned something from what I just said to you. Hopefully I wasn't rambling all over about the world and whatnot. So, yeah. So, the next episode is entitled Effort Equals Sex. And this goes right back to him pursuing you. And it goes back to a guy impressing you. And you just, that's when you know. All right? That's when you know. Y'all need to stop popping your coochie. I hate the word coochie, but stop popping that wop for someone that didn't deserve it. Okay? All right. As always, ladies, keep it classy. Keep it classy. And I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. We're going to get into some things.